This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Lech Lecha. We begin to read and learn Avraham Avinu's life. Avraham Avinu's life could be summed up with one word: Nisyonot. Tests. And in Yiddish we say weiter, and again tests. Or if you want to say it, tests mit tests. That's how they say it in Yiddish. One test after another test after another test. A life of difficulty. The Mishnah tells us, Asara nisyonot nisnase Avraham Avinu. Ten tests, major tests. That's just what we call today, I had a difficult day. Real difficulties, real tests. And the Mishnah, Perikei, and Avot tells us, Mishnah Gimel, V'amad B'kulan. He passed all the tests, he passed them. Avraham Avinu's life is a life of Nisyonot. I'd like to discuss life and the test of life. Because this is the Torah is telling us, Ma'aseh Avos Simin L'Banim. Chazal tell us that the whole Bereishis is meant to teach us. It's meant to be a Moreh Derech on what a Jew is supposed to behave and what a Jew is supposed to live his life. So what are we supposed to learn from Avraham Avinu, starting from Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayisora, the life of tests, and how to pass those tests? The Gemara tells us, Ein lecha adam she'ein lo yisurim. There's no such a thing as a person that does not have yisurim. There's no such thing. Every person has his chayim v'nisayon shel chayim shela. That's it. I want to point out something that as a child always bothered me. When you read about Avram, as well as Yitzchak, as well as Yaakov, you don't get a picture from them that they were Talmidei Chachamim. You don't see that they were big Rabbanim. We don't see that they were big Yireim Ushleimim. Amdu v'dibru sichot musar v'arbatza Torah. We don't see that. We learn their lives and the difficulties they had in their lives. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was a zakin v'yayshe b'yeshiva. Yitzchak, Yaakov, they sat in yeshiva. They sat and learned all day. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amid Bey, says, Avraham zakin v'yayshe b'yeshiva. The Rambam quotes it by Yaakov also, by Yitzchak. The Avoy Sakdoshim sat all day in yeshiva. Yet in the Torah, there's no mention of it. That Avram sat in a yeshiva, nothing. That Yitzchak sat in a yeshiva, nothing. Yaakov, people know, because Shem Ve'ever, 14 years, Vayetze Yaakov, and even that, not out clear in the Torah, specifically mentioned in the Torah, it's hidden. Right? It's Chazal. You have to look at the Gemaras. You have to look at the Gemarot to learn and to realize that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov Amdu ba Yeshiva Basmada. What do we have in the Torah? Clear? Daily life and the difficulties and the tests. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that Avraham Avinu's Masechet Avodah Zarah had 400 prakim. 400 prakim. We have a few prakim, Masechet Avodah. That's how much Gemara Avraham Avinu had on the topic of Avodah Zarah. We have a few prakim. And we walk around, Shas, Shas. Avraham Avinu sat and mechadesh and taught and learned so much Gemara, no mention of it. Why? It's, as a child, I always wondered when I try to picture what the Avot looked like. You know, whenever they make a picture for children about Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, what picture do they present? Avraham Avinu going and standing and camels and right. Yaakov sheep with a lover. You ever see a picture of Avraham Avinu sitting by a Gemara? Why are you laughing?
They don't have it.
But it should have it! According to the Gemarot, Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov was kinim yeshuim b'yeshiva! Yeshvu v'lamdu kol hayom. Why in the Torah? No mention. And the little bit that we do know is in the Chazal. And even the Chazalim, there's no remez in the Torah for it. It's not even a remez. Is a remez anywhere that Avraham Avinu sat and learned? Where is it? There's no remez at all. It's not even merumaz b'Torah. It's not even in a hint, a mention that Avraham Avinu sat and learned all day Torah. Yes, he did chesed all day and he dealt with people all day. But then he sat and he learned. Yes, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. Avraham David. We learned that Avraham David. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. Why don't you come and tell me, Avraham Avinu, how he daven, and all Hilchot Tefillah, that he was Mechadesh. Start, Torah should come and say, look, Avraham Avinu got up for Shacharit at 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning, not 9 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Yashkem.
Yashkem? Don't say it.
Nets.
Nets! Say Avraham Avinu with Palel Nets! Don't say it. Yashkem, Avraham, Baboker, Avraham, it's up in the morning. And we deduce from this. Tefillah, he prayed, he was Mechadesh Shacharit. But what is clear, and what the Torah does show us clearly, his life and the tests on his Yonot Shuamar. Lama. Muchach, it is clear from here that the lesson, Bi'ikar of the Avot, is the Nisyonot HaChayim that they went through and the lessons that we have to take from it. It's important, of course, to learn. And maybe it's a davar pashut that Avraham learned. It's pashut. You know, there's a Hasidic word, they call it avot. Hasidic word. How do we know that Yaakov wore a yarmulke? How do we know he wore a kippah, man? So they say, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charana. Hayim haya yotze b'li kippah? Vatayu lavash kippah. Of course he wore a yarmulke. When you walk out in the street without a yarmulke, certain things are simple. That's not a real pshat, by the way. And that the Avot wore Yarmulke, I don't even know. It's a good question if the Avot wore Yarmulke. And when did Yarmulke start? We could talk about that in the Halacha Shiurim. Whatever it is, that they sat and they learned, that's not the Chiddush. What else are you going to do? What else were they going to do? Of course they sat and learned all day. Of course they davened Hashem all day. What the Chiddush is, what they're teaching, what's something that's out of the norm, that we have to learn and emulate, is their life and how they dealt with Chayim v'nisyonot kashim shel Chayim. I want to show you something interesting. Lech lecha mi'artzecha u'mimayladetcha. Hashem sends him. Mi'beit avicha, that he had to leave his home and move el aretz asharaka. Galut. It would seem that this was his first test. Asara nisyonot nisnase Avram Avinu. What was his first test? Lech lecha. It's a big machloket. If you look at the Pirush HaMishnayot LaRambam, on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Asara nisyonot nisnase Avram Avinu, the Rambam begins that the first nisayon is lech lecha. That's where it begins. Lech lecha. Pekid Reb Elezer. Chazal, Gemarot. Pekid Reb Elezer. Perek Chavav. Ot Lamed Aleph. That the first of his 10 tests was Ur Kazdim. What was Ur? Ur Kazdim. The pasuk just tells us in last week's parsha that he was born in Ur Kazdim, Ur. When you read the pasuk, the implication is it's the name of a place, Ur Kazdim. That's what you say. Simply, when you read it, it would seem that's the name of a place. The Rishonim say, and it's a big argument between the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, maybe it's just the name of a place, or maybe Ur is a fire. Avraham Avinu was 3 years old, and he was taken because he was fighting. They were saying there's no Hashem, and he was fighting. We know the story with the idols, and he broke his father's idols. And they took him and they threw him into a kifshan. Threw him into a fire. Ur. That's the Ur, the fire of Kazdim. And that actually is what the first test. I read you. Kishenolagd. Bikesh nimrod lehorgo. V'nechba b'machbe adama shlosh esrei shana. That's the first. He had to hide for 13 years. The second test of the 10, Shishlichu Lur Kazdim, he mitzal and he was saved. And those are the two tests before Lech Lecha. The Rambam doesn't mention this as the tests. The Rambam mentions Lech Lecha. That's the beginning of the 10 tests. Pirkei Reb Elezer, that the 10 tests begin with Ur Kazdim. The question is, if Ur Kazdim was such a tremendous miracle, you know, in the Slichot we say, Nishana l'Avram, b'kivshana esh. Hashem answered his prayer. He saved him with a tremendous miracle. We all know the story. Fire came out, and he didn't get burnt up. Why is there no mention in the Torah of the Ness of Ur Kazdim? It's an unbelievable question. No mention. It's funny how we pick, in English is an expression, we pick and choose the history. Why does the Torah pick and choose? You know, we're not going to talk about Avraham Avinu learning Torah. No, we're not going to do that. We're not even going to talk about Ur Kasdan. The Rambam's right. You know why it's not one of the 10 tests? Because you see that the Torah, they didn't find it important to mention it. The Ramban already asked us for a question. The Ramban says, Devin Ezra asks why it's not mentioned. I'll give you a reason, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, that of course it was a tremendous miracle. We say it every day in Davening. Avram, Hotzeta Oto, what's Hotzeta? Does it say that it lakachta Oto me'ur kasdim? Hotzeta, Hotzeta Oto. Ani Hashem, Hashem, Hotzi'acha me'eretz Mitzrayim. But just like over there it was with miracles, Hotzi'ah is with miracles, so too, Avram, Hashem, Hotzeta Oto. Me'ur kasdim, says the Ramban, it's with miracles. Yeah? He doesn't say that he took it. He doesn't say lakacht. I read you the Ramban. Rabbi, so you want to hear the Ramban? You want to hear it? What does it say? I'll yiftach otcha, Reb Avram, because you're tav. Reb Avram! Devin Ezra has some questions and he's going to make you think, oh, Ur Kasdim wasn't the first of the 10 nisyonot. It wasn't from the miracles. I'll prove it to you. Why? אבל הגויים הם לא יזכירו זה בספרים לפי שהם חולקים על דעתו. לא יחושבים בניסו שהוא מעשה כשפים. The problem was that the goyim denied Ur Kasdim. Just like in Mitzrayim, they denied Mitzias Mitzrayim in the miracles. Says the Ramban, but there the Torah was able to show you. No, it was miracles. Here, the Torah, what's going to write? The story and what they said, and it was not. You can't prove it, right? Therefore, it's not mentioned. That's how the Ramban learns. Says the Ramban, U'mibnei zeh lo hiskiroi rakos v'anes hazeh. That's why it's not mentioned. You hear the question? You hear? It's a tremendous question. Ur Kasdim is Nish. Is a Lefish. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Anisayon HaRishon. Shu Amad Bize. As Lama Lo Muskar, why is it not mentioned in the Torah? And the Torah says, because the Goyim said it was Masik Shafi. Witchcraft. Umibnei Zelohi Iskiro Da Katuv Hanes Hazeh. היה צריך להזכיר דברי החולקים עליו, כאשר הזכיר דברי חרטומי מצרים. You have to be fair, right? Equal time. In English they call it equal time. You say this side, you got to give the other side. ולא נזבערו דברי אברהם עמהם, כאשר נזבערו דברי משה רבינו בסוף. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we proved it at the end. You saw clearly that Hashem, Nisim, Moshe was right. By Ur Kasdim, wow, you can't prove it. They said it was Ma'asek Shafim, so you couldn't prove it. So the Torah doesn't mention it. It's like the Teretz of Ramban. Rabbeinu Yoina says, well, the Torah mentions it. Who said the Torah doesn't mention it? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's not Mifurash Patorah. It's true. Midirei Kabbalah, Chazal tell us, Yesh lanu remez davar hazeh min haTorah. There is a remez. Why? Shekoydim pashas lech lecho miyatzchem elad niskel amale shnei pamim Ur Kasdim. How many times is Ur Kasdim mentioned? Twice. Lodia, to teach us, shebishvil oso hanisayon shamad bo, yiftichu Hashem yizbarach, So actually, last week's parsha is the reason why b'schut zeh lech lecha me'atzach ha'melech el aretz asher arecha. Ur Kasdim. So it's actually what? Mentioned. And then he brings this other pshat from the Ramban, Hotzeiticha, Mashma b'derech nes, like it says, Onoichi Hashem alikecho, Asher tzisichu me'etzisrayim, v'chei katsu b'nei b'shashim z'rab shmash. So what do we have, Rabbi Yisai? It's a machlaikis, it's an argument, when and what is the beginning of Asara Nisyonot. According to one opinion, it starts with Lech Lecha. According to a different opinion, Pinkei de Belezer, when does it start? Forecast. Why is it not mentioned in the Torah? So Ramban says, because they couldn't prove the miracle of Urkastim. Rabbein Yoina says, it's mentioned. It says twice, Urkastim, it's mentioned, Urkastim. And that's Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. El Aretz Asher Areka. B'schut Urkastim. Let's come, Rabbi Isai, and discuss a different answer that I was thinking, maybe. Why does the Torah not mention the Nisayon of Ur Kasdim? Why does the Torah not mention the Nisayon of Ur Kasdim? You know, there's a beautiful Beis Yosef, a story. The Beis Yosef prayed to Hashem that he should be zoche to the ultimate zchut that a Jew has, and that is lekadesh shem shemayim. Every Jew lives lekadesh shem shemayim. This is the ultimate. Kiddush Hashem, right? Takdishach v'naritzach. You want to be mekadesh et shimcha be'olam. That's what every Jew focuses his goal on. What is the ultimate of Kiddush Hashem? Lamut al Shmo Agadol. To die on Kiddush Hashem. Many tzaddikim prayed to have the zchut to die for Kiddush Hashem. Many asked this, that they should, at the end of their life, it should be with the zchut of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. The Beis Yosef, like I said, as many other tzaddikim prayed for this chut, but Beit Yosef never got it. We all know that the Beis Yosef had a malach that came and taught him Torah every night. The Gra also had a malach that was willing to teach him Torah, but the Gra said, I didn't want, didn't like the chavrusa. Could you imagine a malach comes to you and says, "Hakam, you want to learn with me Gemara?" No, I'm sorry. Not interested in the don't like the chavruta. Don't like it. What's the reason? He said that he wanted Torah only through Amelut. But to work on it, to be given the Torah, to be delivered from a malach the Gra didn't want. You know, it's interesting. Every person actually gets the entire Torah delivered to him by a malach. In the womb, in the mother's stomach. Yet he forgets that Torah. What do you have to forget that Torah for? Let him come out and let him have it. What's the big deal? We all know that there's a little under the nose, there's a little, right? Indentation, and that comes from the malach. And you forget the Torah. Why Goyim have it? Are Goyim learning Torah with a malach? I don't know. Or maybe it's just that there shouldn't be a difference. If every Jew would be born with this, and a Goy would not be born, it would be pretty clear. And then the whole world would want to become Gerim, right? They would all want to become Jews. We could discuss that at a different time, okay? But whatever it is, you're getting the Torah from a malach. So why is it that we have to forget that Torah? And the answer is, like the Gra, any Torah that's delivered without you working hard on it, it's not the same thing. Yes, the Malach teaches you the Torah, but did you work on toiling, on understanding? No, you're sitting in your mother's stomach. You're being fed all the delicious food that your mother's eating. You're warm, you're comfortable, everything, unbelievable, yeah? Gan Eden. You know, it's brought down in the Chazal that when Rivka had the two children in her stomach, when she passed by the Makom Torah, the Yeshivot, Yaakov Avinu was jumping to go out. When Esav saw that they were passing Beit Avodah Zarah, he was jumping to get out. So the Mefarshim asked a question, why is Yaakov Avinu jumping to get out to go to the yeshiva? He has the best yeshiva in the mother's stomach and the best magid shur, the malach. What's he running to come to yeshivas Beis Nosson Meir, Beis Yisrael Simcha, whatever yeshiva you want to call ourselves? So there's a very famous answer. Today everybody takes credit for this answer. Yeah, it's a Malach was the Rebbe, but who was the Chavruta? Esav. He's sitting on the same bench as Esav. He was running away from Esav to go to Yeshiva. Yeah. The Malach wasn't the problem. The Melamed was not the problem. Who was the problem? The Chavruta, that's sitting on the same bench with him. My grandfather used to add to this. So why is Esav running away? Well, he's not a crazy. He's learning with a Malach Torah. He's learning with a Malach Torah. He needs to run to Beit Avodah Zarah. He needs to run. You're right. A person is Tavod. He likes Avodah Zarah. You're learning with a Malach. Are you crazy? That's what you... You're trading in the limud with the malach to run to Beit Avodah Zarah, Hevel Avalim. So my grandfather used to answer, Yaakov needs to run away from Esav. But Esav has to show the world, what, he's running from me? He's running from me? No, I got to run from him. Looks bad, right? Yaakov was saying, I can't be with this guy in the same bench, in the same yeshiva. So Esav says, what? I'm going to run also. I'm going to show that you're running, I'm running from you. But I would say more simpler, on both ends, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is running away, even though the Malach is teaching him, because Torah Bamelut. It's not the same thing. He's being taught, spoon-fed the Torah, but all of a sudden he sees the yeshiva, and the Ritcha de Torah, the Amelut HaTorah, and his heart jumps. His Avat HaTorah, he wants to learn. Why is Esav running to Beit Avodah Zarah if he's learning to Malach, and the Teretz is, no? Torah B'li Amelut doesn't do it. It doesn't do it, Rabbi Isai. Listen to me. Today we live in a society where they're throwing at us so much gilu arayot and so much tumat hashkafa, so much. There's only one solution to it all, besides for shining off the mekomot shel tumah. Besides for that, there's one solution. The Rambam says to learn Torah. She'en Arayot mitgaberet ba'adam, b'lev ha'adam, ela b'mi shepanui min ha'chokhmah. You don't learn, that's what's going to happen. You learn, it pushes away all the garbage. So people are going to say, but I learned, and it still doesn't help me. What's the answer? It's how you learn. If you learn with the b'li amilut, if you learn without delving into the Torah, not going to help you. Not going to help you. Torah b'amelus, that's what helps. Yaakov says like the Gra, not interested. Not interested. Malach, you're teaching me, I'm going to run to yeshiva. Esav is not taken by what he learned. He's not taken by what he learned with the Malach. It's still driving. His Yetzar is driving him to go to Beis Avodah Zarah. You'll ask me a question. So then why does the Eibush to send the Malach to learn with you if you're anyway going to forget it? He's shaking his head because he wants to know. Moshe, you're good. You want to know. So why do you need the whole story for? To learn it? To forget it? And again, it's B'li Amelut, and therefore what? So I'll give you a simple answer. Torah is so deep. Torah is so amok minyan. What does it say? The Lashon of the Pasuk over there. Chava minyan. So, if the Malach didn't teach it to you, that you got it as you were being created, you wouldn't be able to be tofeset afterwards. In order for you to come to this world and be amel, to retrieve, you needed to have learned it to retrieve it. Otherwise you'd never be able to be masig at the Torah. Bet Yosef, obviously he felt differently, and the Bet Yosef did learn with the Malach. So the Beis Yosef, when he learned with the Malach, he used to call him the Magid. It was called the Magid. The Malach was called the Magid. He asked him, you know, I daven always that I should be zoche to die al kiddush Hashem. How come Hashem never answered my prayer? How come I was never zoche to be a kadosh, to be killed al kiddush Hashem, to die al kiddush Hashem? And the Bet Yosef answered him. I'm sorry, the Magid answered the Bet Yosef. Shalcha gadol, what you have is even greater than one who dies al kiddush Hashem, and that is you live atachay al kiddush Hashem. Zachita, you were zocher to nimlamet Torah l'amo Yisrael, to write Torah that for years and years they're going to learn your Torah. Zachita likadeshem shemayim. Love mitah, ela b'chayim, in life. You know, Yitzchak Avinu, Akeda was a carbon. It's interesting. You know, a carbon can't become not a carbon. Correct? And Yitzchak had special halachot of a carbon. Yitzchak was not allowed to leave. Tell me, is that a real halach in carbon? A carbon's not. A behemoth that's Kodesh is not allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. I don't say it anywhere. Oh, yeah. Rabbi Weiss, I'm asking an unbelievable question. Show me where in the Rambam does it say that a korban is not allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. Where does it say it? I'm not, you know what, maybe I should go back to Lakewood. I want to go back to Lakewood. I
Hashem said that's it.
I'm asking you. It says that Hashem said, yeah. You should. Huh? So I'm asking you a question. But the halacha, in halacha, where does it say? It's weak. You know what the pshat is, Rabotai? I thought about it for a very long time. Harami bris chidesh yisod gadol. Yitzchak was not a regular carbon. Tell me, was Yitzchak supposed to ever be nishchat? Never. V'haleu le'ola. He was just supposed to be put onto the Mizbeach as an ola. But what's that? But ola means that it should be nishchat. And the answer is, says Harav Mibris, chidush, he was a special type, a unique carbon. And what kind of carbon was he? A carbon michayim. Carbon that was going to live. He lived as a carbon. A carbon that has to live as a carbon. Eno kedai liot b'chutz laretz. Because Achayim, his life had to be kodesh. So he had to be an Eretz Yisrael. Yeh Moshe? Chayim. Adam yachol liot korban l'Hashem. Korban mechayim, from life. To be makriv your life. There's two ways how you can be makriv your life. You can be makriv your life by giving up your life. And you can be makriv your life by living, living with sacrifice, sacrifice for Hashem. Korban mechayim. Avraham Avinu in Ur Kasdim was ready to give up his life for Hashem. That's not that difficult, you know that? In 1 minute, a person could be in this orer, a person could be moved to give up his life for Hashem. You know what the difficulty is? Is to live as a korban every day for Hashem. That's the difficult part. Ur Kasdim is not from the Asara Nisyonot, I believe. You know why? They threw him into a furnace for Hashem. All right. But to live with Hashem every day and have difficulties of life, lech lecha, nisayon of parnasarov, hunger, nisayon of banim, nisay one after another, nisyonot, v'nisyonot shalachayim, shalachay chay, yom yomi. That's nisyonot. Ma shavram avinu yashav elamad, adayin lo chidush. משהו נתן את החיים דקה אחד לקודש ברוך הוא, זה גם לא אומר שום דבר. אבל להקריב את החיים, לך לך הבית, רב בעיר הבארץ, את הפרנסה, the last of the Akeda, the last one is the Akeda. What's the Akeda? להקריב את אפילו הבן שלך. אין דבר שקרוב לאדם כמו הבן שלו. וגם זה היה מוכן. Tell me, is the Akeda the schus of Avram or the schus of Yitzchak? It's a big machloket. It's a big question. It's a whole question. It's a whole question. Akedas Yitzchak, Lizaro. Some put in Lazaro Shel Avram and some put in Lazaro Shel Yitzchak. It's a whole question. Who gets the schus of the Akeda? What's the question? Of course it's a son. Yitzchak, he gave up his life. And the answer is, it's easier for 1 minute to give up your life. But for Avram to live that way, for years to come, that he gave up his child, that's more difficult. Yeah? You hear the difference? Abotai. Life. Life. You know, it's very easy to come Yom Kippur by Ni'ila and to scream Hashem Hu Elokim and think to yourself, I'll be a good Jew and I'll jump into learning Torah and I will do all the mitzvot. That's 1 second. Ni'ila. At the height of the Torahut. It's another thing every day to live that way. When you wake up every morning and it's not easy. And this is bothering you and that's bothering you and this Nisayon and that Nisayon and this person and that person is Liot Chazak. Liot Omed B'Nisayon. That is called Omed b'nisayon. That's called Ata yadati ki yarei Elokim anochi. Ata. Ata yadati ki yarei Elokim ata. Ata yadati. What Hashem did not know till after the Akeda. Ata yadati ki yarei Elokim ata. What does it mean? Nifla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodeat ma shebelev adam. תדעו שבלב האדם זה רק לקדוש ברוך הוא. אדם בלב is only for Hashem. And of course Avram was only for Hashem. And Hashem knew that. What is Nisayon? Why do we have Nisayonot? Rabotai, why do we have Nisayonot? Well, if Hashem knows what's in my heart, he has to test me. And the answer is, it solidifies. It tests how much with what I have in my heart, how real is it? How strong is it? It can't be budged. Nothing could change it. There's nothing in the daily life that could, in Yiddish, it's also shteren, that it should ruin it, that it should complicate it. I stand strong in my conviction to do. Atayya dati, tiri elokim ata. Ma lamod b'ni'ilah v'litzok, Hashem hu elokim, ze lo yirat shamayim, rabotai. Ani lo omesh zecha, I'm not telling you, that's great, beautiful. But it still doesn't prove. You know what proves? Mar Cheshvan. This month is called Mar. Why is it called Mar Cheshvan? And Chagim. Back to life. Back to Parnassa. Back to all the things that drag us down. And Liot. Omid. Chazak. Takif. Lilmod. Lit Palel. Liot Chazak. Birat Shamayim. Zesiman. That's a sin, and that's the proof. Ki ati adati, ki yirei Elokim ata. That's the proof. I want to show you something interesting. Ki Mesilat Yesharim, Mesilat Yesharim explains in his first Perek Aleph Chovato Shel Adam Be'olamo. Why are we here? Just at some point, the person thinks to himself, why am I here? What am I here? No, you ready? Answer. Very simple. Ms. Oshar makes it pretty simple. Why are we here? Nimtzet lemedim. Nimtzenu lemedim ki kar mitziyut ha'adam be'olam hazeh hu rak lekayem mitzvot. Vil'avod. Vil'amod b'nisayon. I asked you a question. Why the Avot? Don't tell me about learning and their greatness in learning. Ikar kiyum adam b'olam hazeh zeh lamod b'nisayon. To learn. Because I like to learn. I enjoy to learn. I love. No, Torah is beautiful. Who wants to learn? Mi lo yilmad. When it's challenged by something. Oh, let's see if you learn. Maze chidush adam yoshev and omed, she'enu bayot, enu dagot. Ze chidush un mitpalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kavana, when nothing is bothering him. The chidush is when it's a rough, when something is, you either say it shters, it's in contrast. And you still learn and you still daven. Lamod b'nisayon. Lamod b'nisayon. Zeh. And that's what we saw. And in the Avot. And that's why the Avot is only about life. V'nisayonot. I have a question. If this is the Ikar. If this is what we're here for. So I have a question. So how come every morning we say, Al tivyeinu lo lidei nu? The lowly day? Well, maybe that's what you're here for. But that's what you're here for. I don't say, I got a person and pray, Hashem, please give me that I shouldn't have the reason why I'm here. Imagine a person says to a doctor, please do me a favor. Please make sure that my heart doesn't work. I mean, honestly, you came to the doctor, the heart should work. You came here to this world, Lamod bin Isayon. So you damata Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Tivein Lo Dechet, V'lo Li De Avera, V'lo Li De Nisayon. So many Mepharshim say, Gemara says, that a person should not ask for Nisayonis. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuzayin Omer Aleph, La'olam al yovi odom atzmoi lidei nisayon. You shouldn't come and make yourself have a nisayon. I think it's a very big difference between davening that Hashem shouldn't give it to me and asking that Hashem should give me, right? You're right. Does it say anywhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Not telling him for Ashlema. Not telling him Sionot. You're right. That I hear. We don't ask. But how can we daven? How can we pray that what? Not to give me Nisayon. But that's the whole Taklit Adriya, Taklit Achayim. So how can you say Lolidei Nisayon? See, he knows one answer. That's the famous answer. It has to be the comma. You always have to pay attention to where the comma is. Lolidei Nisayon, Lolidei Bizayon. The Bizayon of not being Omed Ben Nisayon. If you're Omed Ben Nisayon, it's great. But if you go in the streets of Manhattan and you're not Omed Ben Nisayon, Omed Ben Nisayon, Shashem Yishma. Shashem Yishma, Ech Shadam Nira, Kishu Kimo Goy Balchov. The problem with this is, it doesn't really fit into the words. It should have said, V'loni de nisayon, upi zayon. Seems like it's two things. V'loni de nisayon, V'loni de bizayon. It seems like it's two things, right? So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky gives a beautiful teretz. Beautiful teretz. Says Reb Chaim that there's two types of nisayonis. There's nisayonis which are out of the norm. Parshiot b'chayim, which are difficult situations, which are not normal, that we ask Lo Nisayon. But on a daily basis of Nisayon testing me, if I'm mekayem Torah mitzvahs, zevaday chiyuvi, v'lachem banu leolam. Eizu tirutz yafeh, ashe shezachinu legod l'ador kazeh, eizu tirutz u'natan. You hear the teretz? It's everything I spoke to you about. To come and say, I learned Torah, and it's easy. So what do you have? I go, stay in your mother. You know what? Go back to your mother's stomach for that. Tachzor l'olam haba b'shvil zeh. Shkam shama lomdim Torah. Po olam shel hafra'a. It's shemafriya. It's testing. It's challenging. Remember the words I teach you. Challenge. A challenge of every day keeping Torah mitzvahs. V'loli de nisayon, nisayon gadol. We ask Hashem, don't give us something which we can't. But the normal, everyday difficulties and challenges for limud haTorah, for kiyum haMitzvot, for tarat ha'inayim, shmirat ha'inayim. That's life. That's what we're here for. We're here for that. We're here for that. So we can't ask for that. This, Abotai, I believe, is the lessons. Parnasa is normal nisyonot. All the nisyonot that Avraham Avinu went through. Life, chayim. I know you all like a nice Kabbalistic word. What's the root? The shoresh of the word chayim. Maybe it's chai, or maybe it's the two yuds in the middle. Maybe it's the Hashem that's in the chayim. Life, if it's with Hashem in it, that's life. Person thinks, chayim. You ever see a guy that does nothing all day? You know what you ask him? What's that chayim? He's making a chayim. You know what happens to that chayim? Not very happy about it. It doesn't bring very much happiness. Harotze lachyot yamit atzmo. The Gemara says in Masechet Tostamim. You know, one of the most difficult things is to be able to live every day, to be inspired, bitorut, bitlavut, and not be miyuyash, and not to be negative. These are big nisyonot. People think nisyonot, they have big diseases. You don't need big diseases for nisyonot. Nisyonot is daily nisyonot. Daily, daily, daily. I woke up, I'm not in the mood. I meet this guy, he's mean to me. I go to this wedding, they speak Lashon Hara. That's a nisayon. Those are very big nisayonot, and that's what we mean by the chayim is nisayon. Rav Hutner Zecher Tzadik Livracha once said something very inspiring. He says, all the books of the Gedolei Yisrael that they write, he does not like. He doesn't like them. Why? So some always say, because the stories are exaggerated. He didn't say that. He said something very unique. He said, the storybooks show you how the tzaddik, at the end of his life, had this attribute and had that attribute. But little do they show you growing up, the nisyonot, the difficulties that they had to achieve those things. He said, does the books write about the Chafetz Chaim that when he was 20 years old, he went to a wedding of a friend, he sat at a table, and everyone was speaking Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim, because he was pure, said, you know what, I don't want to hear that. And he turned around, and he didn't want to listen. And what did the other people at the table do? Look at him! Hey, Frumi, he's this, right? He's the antisocial. Yeah. His wife screamed at him. He came home from synagogue half hour late. What are you coming home half hour late for? Were you privileged? All the difficulties, the snagdut, to doing what you have to do, that's chayim, that's nisyonot chayim. That the books don't teach you. It's an unbelievable thing. We think the Chafetz Chaim was born the Chafetz Chaim, but the truth is, he was. That's the truth. Naftali Trop, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said about the Chafetz Chaim, a difference between him and other Kadoshim and Tzadikim, he was Kadosh Mirechem. This is what he was, Kadosh Mirechem. But what does Kadosh Mirechem mean? You think he didn't have difficulties? You think they didn't have problems? We don't see the problems. We just see what? The end result. I'd like to give you a word of chizuk. Alright? If life is about nisyonos, amad, what does the word amad bikulam mean? What does amad bikulam? You know what amad means?
Withstood.
The Sfat Emes says, Amida is always a lashon of tefillah. Ramakom asher, amad. Avram went back to the place where he was standing. Chazal say, amad. What does amad mean? Tefillah. He went back to prayer. Amad bikulan, he prayed. He davened to Hashem. You know how you survive Yisurim, Nisyonot, difficulty, you daven to Hashem. You daven to Hashem. You daven to Hashem. Amad, asara nisyonot nisnaseh Avram Avinu. Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, nisnaseh Avram Avinu. Avram is our father, as the father of Klal Yisrael. He had these nisyonot, and he instilled in us on how to live through them. As an av, hitzbia, he was matbia, he put it into our genes on how to be omed b'nisayon. Reb Chaim Volozhin says in another place, many yidden, many Jews, went al kiddush Hashem, they went into flames of Auschwitz and other shmad, inquisition. And we don't make them into Akedas Yitzchak, like Avram and Yitzchak. Why is Avram and Yitzchak so special? They went on the Akedah. How many Jews, Akedah, sacrificed their children? Reb Chaim Volozhin says, of course Jews are able to do it. That's because Avram Avinu, He instilled it in the Klal Yisrael. He instilled it within us. We can be Oymed B'Nisayim. No matter how difficult it is, we're able to do it. We're able to do it. Because we have good genes. You know, in English they have an expression. He has good genes. Abayi say we have good genes. Asara nisyonot misnase Avraham Avinu. As Avinu, he went through it and he instilled in Klal Yisrael the kochot to be able to go through a nisayon. And what are the lessons that have to be taken from him? Vayamin b'Hashem, he had emunah in Hashem, the pasuk says. A lot of emunah. Amad, Svasem says, Amad, Tfila. Amidah, Tadamet Hashem. One of the pshatim that the Mefarshim explain, V'lo lidei nisayon? What's lidei? Lo li nisayon! Don't bring me to a nisayon. What's lidei? That I fall into the hands of the nisayon. Don't put me into the hands that I should fall in his hands of the nisayon. I should overcome the nisayon, and not the nisayon should overcome me. And we damit Hashem for that. That's one of the pshatim. V'loy lidei. Don't put me in the hands of the Nisayan. Don't put me in the hands of the Nisayan. Which means it shouldn't have a grab. It shouldn't take hold of me. I should take hold of it. I should have shlita. Shlita. Over it. And not that it should be sholet over me. And that's also tefillah. So we have here vayamen, emuna. We have over here the lesson of Omed bin Nisayon Tefillah. Now I'm going to teach you another lesson which I saw in the Chida. Something beautiful. Beautiful. You know, Avraham Avinu, one of his Nisyonot was, he had to go fight the five kings. Who told him that there was a problem, that he had to go fight, and that Lot was taken, and that he went to war?
Og.
Not Og. Hapalit. Og, okay. Vayavo Palit. And what happened? It says in the Pasuk, Vayavo Palit. And what did the Palit do? It says in the Pasuk, he spoke to Avram Ha'ivri. Right? Yeah. Pasuk says like this. Vayavo apalit. This week's parish. Vayavo apalit. Vayaged Lavram Ha'ivri. First time, he's called an Ivri, right here. Why is he called Ivri here? The Chida asks us for a question. So Chazal tell us Ivri means that the whole world was on one side, and he was what? On the other side. Ivri, ask the Chida, but why here? Why are we being taught this here when he had to go fight what? So the Chida is busy with the word Ivri, and he gives different terutzim, and he says, V'li nira, he says, I have a very big chidush. What does Ivri mean? Over. How did Avram take every challenge? Ivri, that it's over. Gamze yavor. Where the chidush? He came, Vayaged, Lavram. What is Avram? Ho'ivri. What does he mean, the Chida? That that's how he took everything. Oh, another guy takes, oh no, not again. That's it. Hashem, again. What do you want from me? What do you want? Yeah. It's quiet. 5 minutes, it's quiet again. And then he brings a chidush. Shamati. Says the Chida, I heard that Shlomo HaMelech had a ring, and on the ring it said, Gamze Yavor. Chida brings it down. Who here is dealing in diamonds? Everybody. Okay, that's a silly question in the Bukharian community. Okay. I also deal in diamonds.
The real one.
I deal in diamonds, and I deal in teaching diamonds. Okay. Could you tell me, you ever saw a necklace? You have a Magen David. Did you ever see a thing, Gamze Yavor? You should do it. It's called Shlomo HaMelech's jewelry. Do it! Do it. Open up a thing, a line of jewelry called Gamze Yavor. And it doesn't mean Gamze Yavor, that someone's going to take it off your finger and steal it. That's not what it means. So what does Gamze Yavor mean? Says the Chida that Shlomo HaMelech in his wisdom learned how to live. And that is, everything is Gamze Yavor. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. And he explains how life is just passing by us. And we all know the whole Mesilat Yesharim, Prozdor. To me, it sounds very depressing. Imagine you tell a guy, don't worry about all your problems. You'll die anyway. What's the big deal? I call over there. Tell me, you think it'll work? Could you imagine if I was a psychologist and I'd open up a practice and any guy that comes to tell me about his problems, you know what I tell him? Al tidag, machar tamud, ma achpat lecha. No? Hayiti matzliach kacha? Could you imagine if every guy that walks into my office and starts pouring out his heart to my bayot shalom, and he'll say, Al tidag, machar tamud, ma achpat lecha, ma ze beseder. I have news for you. Actually, it's an open medrash. The Aruch Lener in Mesechet Sukkah, the last piece in the Aruch Lener, brings a Medrash Plia. What's the Medrash Plia? The Medrash Plia is that Eov was very, very pained by his Yisurim. And he came to complain to Hashem, Borei Olam, I can't take it anymore. So what did Hashem do? He says, come with me. Let me show you the sukkah in the backyard. What's the sukkah in the backyard? Sheva, sheva. See, today the sukkah is beautiful. Today we live in a tkufa that the sukkah is even nicer than some of the rooms in the house. Baruch Hashem. But really, technically, what is a sukkah? A sukkah is sheva, sheva, seven by seven, the walls finished, shlosha v'tefach. Three walls and a tefach, and it's good enough. And Hashem shows him this. Nitpayes Yov. Yov felt great afterwards. Ah, moyudik. So maybe he was thinking, Sukkos is coming, al simchas beis Hashem. Well, great, maybe. Yeah? Moshe! Mata Yoshen, ma kure lecha? Mati sukata, Yoshen basukka, zabai yazasi pupo. What's the pshat? You hear the question? It's a great question. So Chaner says this pshat. Sukkah is dirat arayi. Sukkah dirat arayi. Achayim zarayi. Gam ze yavor. That was the lesson Hashem was telling him. So I have a question for you. I have a question. This is the Hitpayes Yov, Gam ze yavor. Al tidag olam hazeh hevel avalim. Kasheh. Kashe lavin et ze. Kashe lavin et ze. Rabotai, you know what Gamze Yavor means? It's only there to test you. The minute that it's not sholet on you, you pass the test, and it's going to go away by itself. Hachayim ze lo mitziuti, hamitziut zach toiro, lilmod, להתפלל, לעבוד את הקודש ברוך הוא. המפריעים, it's a mirage. You ever see what a mirage is? You think, whoa, they know that. It's not there, זה לא נמצא. It's not there בכלל. בכלל not there. Not really there. It's there to test you. The minute it's not שולט, אתה שולט על זה. The minute you say, "Ani lo nitpael mize," doesn't affect me. I'm going to do. Ani ilmad, ani yitpael, ani sayon over. And the Nisayon's going to go away by itself. It's going to go away by itself. Rana Chafetz Chaim lost his child, Reb Leib. He loved Reb Leib. Reb Leib was the Dayan of Radin. He passed away in the life of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, how did he respond to the death of his child? He got up in the Bet Knesset and he gave a clap. He cut al ha'amud. Wamar yetzer hara. Ata choshev shata tishlot alai. V'takev oti milichtov ata Mishneh Berurah. You think you're going to stop me from writing the Mishneh Berurah? I win, you lose. I'm going to write the Mishneh Berurah. He gained nothing. Mata choshev, you think you're going to... No. I will write the Mishneh Berurah. And the Chafetz Chaim said, where did I learn this from? I learned this from a mother in the times of the Spanish Inquisition. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said, that there was a sipur of a mother who lost a child in the Spanish Inquisition, and she stood on top of the child that was bleeding and was dying, and he said, Bore Olam, Ad Achshav Hayali Ahava LaKodesh Baruch Hu VeLaBen Sheli. I had to share the love. I had to share it between Hashem and my child. Achshav Shaben lo nimtza kol ha'ava sheli elecha bore olam. Mer ha'chafetz chayim im ima regila, ima pshuta, yehudiya pshuta. A simple Jewish mother could be so strong in her emunah to accept and to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebrirut, to not to be lost, miyuyash, shalta al hamatzav, velo hamatzav shalat aleha. As kal v'chomer ani, shani ben Torah, kal v'chomer ani, shani lomed Torah, umelamed Torah, ומרביץ תורה מגדולי ישראל. יש לי את הכוח הזה, הקדוש ברוך אני אוהב אותך, אהבה שלמה, המשנה ברורה ימשיך, ואני אכתוב את המשנה ברורה. This is what a Jew, every Jew has in himself, even לניסיונות קשים. But like I said, what are the stronger ניסיונות? The daily life misyonot are sometimes even harder. But we have the kochot, amad bikulam, Avram Avinu instilled in us the ability to withstand life and the difficulties of life. Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. That we could be yirei Shemayim regardless of what happens. And whatever it is, gam ze ya'avor, it will go away. I would like to share with you one story with this Aled. Like this, you'll have a trick in your arsenal to fight Nisyonot, which is really in the words of the Chida of Gamze Yavor. I'm going to give you not a physical ring, but a mental ring. Okay? You ready? Does everybody want to get a ring? A mental ring. This story is a mental ring to learn how to be omid b'nisayon and not to be overtaken by all the trivial things of the day and the difficulties. Na parnasa, shibochnu ten parnasa. Ma zez, isha banim, ze koev li zak. זה אמר עליי, זה דיבר עליי, זה עשה לי, זה זה מה אכפת לך? הכל עובד. בואו נספר סיפור. Oh, you take off your rings already.
No, we're going to make it next week.
You want to make such a ring?
הכל
עובד. Now you can wear that here, but I can't take that to Lakewood. They'll never let me wear a ring like that in Lakewood. Okay, you ready? Listen carefully to a beautiful story. There was a big Rav in Europe. His name was Rav Magulis. He was brilliant.
Sharp.
Not only sharp, fast. Tafas, maher. Babayit, lo yashum davar. He had nothing in his house, no money. It was an empty home. The best piece of furniture in the house was a vase. A fancy vase. Maybe they got it as a matana for the wedding. A vase. A big one of these vases for the atzitz, for the plant in the house. The cleaning lady was cleaning the house, and she was clumsy, and she broke it. The wife came home. Ah, the rabbanit, she was so taken. Oh, you should have nothing. And the only thing that had to make the house a little furniture was the vase. And the cleaning lady broke it. Rav Magulis, the roof, the Talmid Chacham was sitting and learning. Lo echpat lo, he couldn't even pay attention to the whole thing. So it bothered her. I think his name was Rav Zalman. Rav Zalman, what? Mata omer al zeh? En lecha shum tkuva? You have no response to what happened? She goes, no. Tzaka! He started to scream and yell and holler. And the fact that he didn't say respond got her even more angry. Why didn't you respond? Why didn't you tell me, say something? So he said, you know, you're right. I should respond. I will respond to you in 6 months. Come back to me in 6 months and I will respond. Okay. After 2-3 weeks of her eating herself up, Reb Zalman turns to her and says, the vase, huh? She turns to his wife, the vase. She goes, oh, yeah, the vase. He's such a schlamazel. The cleaning lady. Okay. A month. 6 weeks, he turns to her again. No, the vase. Okay, she wasn't so. Yeah, chaval la vase, vase, vase. Okay. After a few months, it was forgotten. After 6 months, he turns to her and says, Chanale, tagidli, the vase. All right. Kapara. She a kapara. Says, you see? Ani yesh li rosh mimaher. Ani gati lekan miyad. Ma shelakach lach lachshov shisha chadashim. What took you 6 months to catch? I was quick in my head. Nope. She said, Tzadek, you're right. You know, look 6 months in advance. Yeah. He said, he went, he did. Not so tiskoret zafilo. You won't even remember it. It's just the daily, every day. And Yiddish like shtemen. It's just there to make you lamod b'nisayon. Lamod b'nisayon. Tamdu b'nisayon. Al titiashu.
Hakol over.
Hakol over. Avol ha-Torah. Shatalo lomed b'glal zeh. That you'll never get back, and you'll always feel bad afterwards that you missed it. Lamud shtark, lamud chazak, lamud amidah b'nisayon, to be strong. Zema Shavram Avinu Masar Lebanav Shiamdu Amad Bikulam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.